Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, people of God. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you on tonight. God bless each and every one of you on this night. This is the day that the Lord has made. We're rejoicing, we're glad in it. Amen. And we have entered into the Sabbath of the Lord as of 6 o'clock. Amen. And we thank God, amen. The Sabbath is a time of rest. Glory be to God, and we want you at this time, people of God, on the Sabbath. It's a day that you sit and you relax, amen, Jesus, and you just give God thanks for all that he's done, amen, just throughout the week, throughout the year, or whatever, amen. It's that time when you reflect, amen, on the goodness of the Lord, amen, Jesus. It's a sweet, sweet blessing in the Sabbath. Amen. There is a sweet blessing in the Sabbath, people of God, that, amen, over in the Western world, amen, we have a tendency to just kind of run all over it, amen, Jesus, because, amen, we don't really observe the Sabbath like we should, amen. But I tell you, if you really, really, really get into really savoring, giving God thanks, just slowing down, amen, on the Sabbath day, amen, just to rest, just to think, amen. Glory to God, give him some time, just love on him. Glory be to God, you will find, amen, that there is a blessing in the Sabbath. So we give God thanks, we give God praise on tonight. We thank him, we honor him for his goodness, for his grace. We thank God for each and every one of you that have come out, amen, to be with us on tonight here on the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. We're excited for what God is doing. He's doing great things here on the network, and we're so grateful. We're so grateful. And we just want to take this time to welcome you. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Amen, Jesus. Those of you, amen, this is your first time. We welcome you to the Prayer News Network Global. Amen, Jesus. And for those, amen, that are, amen, coming back, we want to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for taking time out to come and to be with us here, amen, in this worship experience. We are excited. Glory to God. I tell you, we say we're excited, but I don't know, amen, another word for it. Glory to God. We're ecstatic. Amen, Jesus. We just, glory to God, I need to go and find some more words. Amen. Glory be to God, because we are indeed, amen, just overjoyed for the great things that the Lord is doing here on the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. We're overjoyed. Amen. We're grateful. We're just all of that. Amen. Glory be to God. Our hearts are made glad. Amen. Because he truly is doing a great work amongst us, amen, here on the Prayer News Network. And we want to thank you again. We want to welcome you. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to the Prayer News Network Global. Amen, Jesus. Welcome, we say. Welcome, 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 and welcome to the Prayer News Network Global. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. We are now broadcasting in over 34 countries. Amen, Jesus. 34 countries. Amen. And it's all the Lord's doing. It's all by his design. And we give God thanks. We give God praise for it. Amen. We've not marketed, amen, Jesus, or anything like that, glory to God. But it's the Lord expanding our borders. He's expanding our borders. Amen. Whereby we can get this word out. Get this word out to a people. Amen, Jesus, to get this word out to a people. And we are so grateful for it. Amen. We're so grateful, glory to God, for the Lord using us, for the Lord choosing us. Amen. Choosing us, people of God, as the vessels to help get this word out. And again, we say thank you. Thank you. Thank you for all of our listeners. Amen. Those that are far. Amen. Those that are near. Amen, Jesus. We just want to say
Thank you so much. Amen. God bless you, each and every one of you. We just want to also let you know that this is a recorded line, that you can get a copy of the broadcast afterwards. We will, amen, send you a copy if you request it. We'll give you two numbers at the end of the broadcast whereby you can simply text us and we'll get the broadcast out to you. Amen. God bless you. God bless you again. Thank you for, amen, coming in. As you're coming in, we just want to ask you to go ahead and text a couple of people. Let them know that we're here. Let them know that we're here. Let them know that the PNN is live. Amen. And let them know that you would love to have them to come and join you for this worship experience. Amen. Just let them know, people of God. Just let them know. Amen. Tell them to come on in. Tell them there's a blessing, amen, that is waiting for them. Amen, Jesus. Tell them to come and get their blessing. Amen. Glory be to God. So we're just excited again on tonight. Amen. Excited for all that the Lord is doing. Amen, Jesus. We're just excited, people of God. Again, like I said, we just can't even begin to, amen, unfold or unveil the excitement that we have for what the Lord is doing here on the network. Amen. He's still saving. He's still delivering. He's still setting free. Amen. He's still answering prayers. Glory be to God, because we are a body of believers. Amen, Jesus, a body of believers. Amen, Jesus, coming together on one accord on tonight. Amen. So we just thank you. Amen. We pray that you brought your faith on tonight. Amen, Jesus, as well as your petitions. Amen. We pray that you, glory to God, that you came expecting, on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Glory to God. We pray that you came expecting God to move, amen, in a mighty way. Glory be to God. Amen. Glory be to God. So we just thank him. Amen. We praise him on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Again, we just thank you. Thank you. Thank you, boy. And send out a couple of text messages. Send out a couple of text messages on tonight to a couple of people and let them know that we're here. Amen. Let them know that we're alive. Let them know that you would love for them to join us here on the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. Glory be to God. We just want to thank God for our leaders tonight. People of God, we want to let you know, amen, Jesus, that we're not, amen, just out here on our own, but we believe in order. We believe in headship. Amen, Jesus. We believe, glory to God, and we know that the anointing flows down. Amen. It doesn't flow up. Amen, Jesus. So even in that order, we just want to let you know, amen, Jesus, that this is divine order. Amen, Jesus. We're not renegade. Amen, Jesus. We're not claiming something, amen, to be other than what it is. Amen. But we just bless God, amen, for him being in the midst. Amen. He's in the midst. And we give God thanks and we give God praise, amen, Jesus, because he established this line right when the pandemic hit. Glory be to God. And we've been here now ever since. Glory to God. And after we hit that 50, amen, Jesus, the Lord said to continue. So we have continued, amen, at the instruction of the Lord. Glory to God. And my, has he done great things. He has done some great and mighty things, amen, here on this line, amen, including that we know of, amen, confessions, amen, Jesus, those that have given their lives to the Lord, glory to God. Now, people of God, it's at 29 people. 29 people, glory to God, have given their lives to the Lord and are rededicated their lives to the Lord, amen, since we've been here. Amen. And we just thank the Lord for that. Amen. We thank God for that. And people of God, we can't stop now. We cannot stop now. We're continuing to run on. We're continuing, glory be to God, amen, to see, amen, as the song says, what the end will be. Amen. Glory be to God. And we're grateful that you're running with us. Amen. We are grateful that you are running with us. Amen, Jesus. We're in about what we're doing for the Lord. Amen. As he leads us and as he guides us, amen, we're just so very grateful. Amen. We thank God again on tonight. Amen. I just want to thank him for my leaders on tonight. Amen. Jesus, glory to God. The late apostle, Dr. S.C. James. Thanking God for him. Thanking God on tonight for Mother Carrie James. Amen. The First Lady of our ministry. Amen. We thank God for her. Continuing to pray her strength. Pray the strength of the First Family. Amen. Continuing to keep the ministry in prayer. Amen. Jesus, glory be to God as God does his bidding. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Jesus, just thanking the Lord. Amen. Thanking the Lord for him. Amen. Thanking the Lord for our, praise God. Amen. Thanking the Lord tonight. Amen. For our presiding bishop, Bishop K.A. Tina. Thanking God for him on tonight and my pastor, Apostle D.G. Taylor Sr. Thanking the Lord tonight for all of our advisors. Amen. Each and every one of them holding their place and space in this work as the Lord does his bidding. Amen. Each and every one of them, we thank God for them. Amen. On tonight, we bless God. Amen. Jesus, that they're, amen, from several different ministries, other ministries. But the Lord has pulled us together collectively for this work in particular. Amen. And we thank God for all that they do to extend their hand that the, glory to God, lines can remain open. Glory be to God that the people can be blessed. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Because we never know, amen, when there's a call being made in the earth. Amen. Glory to God. And as we stated, amen, so many times we believe God by faith that people are surrendering to the Lord, amen, that are listening on the radio, amen, Jesus, that we may not even know that have surrendered and given their lives to the Lord. But we thank God for each and every one of them, amen, as we stated, it's 29 that we know of, amen, and we just bless the Lord. We give God thanks. We give God praise for those souls. Hallelujah. One has received the gift of the Holy Ghost, amen, with the evidence of speaking in tongues, amen, and remain, amen. They're remaining. So we give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight, amen. Glory to God. Thanking God for you, people of God, because you are helping us to get the word out. You are helping us, amen. You're telling others about the Prayer News Network Global, amen. You are telling others, amen, and others are coming to see what this Prayer News Network is all about. Amen. So we thank you. We thank you. We thank you, each and every one of you. Amen. We bless the Lord for you. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. And we are, amen, Jesus, we're not going to keep you long on tonight, people of God. Amen. Because we just want to be conscious of your time. Although, we thank God for you, amen, that you hang in there with us, amen, to the very end. Nobody puts that finger up per se, amen, and walk out and be like, I got to go, amen, Jesus. Although all you got to do is press a button, but I thank God for you, amen, Jesus. I have always been amazed, glory be to God, at your, amen, what is it, your commitment to stay to the end of the broadcast, amen. That has always, glory to God, just mesmerize me. Amen, Jesus, because I know it's so easy. You can just hang up. Glory be to God. But you stay here to the end. Amen, to receive the blessings of the benediction. Amen. Glory to God. And that's important. Glory be to God. So we give God thanks. We give God praise for you. Again, each and every one of you on tonight, glory be to God. We bless the Lord. Amen. We bless the Lord for each and every one of you on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. And tonight, people of God, we will, amen, Jesus, we will be rebroadcasting on tonight, amen, with the woman of God that was here with us on last night from Miami all the way down, amen, all the way down in the boot, amen, of Florida. Amen, Jesus, all the way down there by the toe. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. But we thank God on tonight, amen, for that word on last night. Were you blessed by the word? My God, my God, my God. Amen. We were so blessed by the word. Glory to God. So tonight, amen, Jesus, we're going to be, amen, blessed again. Amen, Jesus. But before, glory to God, amen, we go into our broadcast, we're going to ask Minister Emmanuel, amen, if he will come to the platform, amen, glory to God, and just have a few words, and then if he would just lead us into prayer on tonight. Glory be to God.
Amen. God bless you, woman of God. Amen. Greetings in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen to, amen, my Prayer News Network family. Amen. We greet you with the love of Jesus. Amen. We thank God, amen, for another day. Thank God, amen, for how the Lord has kept us, brought us down to the close of another week. Amen. We come, amen, just to tell the Lord thank you. Amen. Because realize he didn't have to do it, but he did. Amen. Even how God has kept us. Amen. Truly, we can say we're kept by the power of God. Amen. Somebody said we wouldn't make it. Somebody said we could make it. But look at God. Amen. We're still here all because of God. Amen. The enemy is waiting and looking. Amen. Waiting to see us fall. Amen. They're just sitting by just watching. Amen. To see us fall. Amen. But how many know that the Lord upholdeth us? Amen. With his right hand. So I praise God. We are kept. Amen. By the power of God. Amen. Because of God, amen, his keeping power. Amen. We're here today. Amen. To let the world know that Jesus, amen, he is a good God. God is a good God. Yes, he is. Amen. So we just praise God. Amen. We greet you in the name of the Lord. As before stated, we welcome each and every one of you, amen, that have come to this line. Amen. Whether the first time or if you're a regular, amen, listener, amen, we appreciate you. Amen. We thank God, amen, for God making it possible, amen, to bring us together. Amen. In the name of the Lord. Glory be to God. And we want to go to God in prayer. Amen. Let's come believe in God. Amen. Let's come with a thanksgiving in our hearts. God has been good to us all week long. Amen. He stayed the hand of death. He shielded us. He protected us. He provided for us. He made ways out of no way. Everything that we need God to do for us this week. Amen. He did just that. Amen. Now, why don't you just thank him? Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord.
The recording has started.
Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank you, 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 Lord. You've been so good. 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 I want to say one more thing. You spared my life. 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 And for that, I say thank you, Lord. Come on and thank the people, God. Thank the Lord. Thank you, Lord. He didn't have to do it, but he did. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And for that, I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. Oh, I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. Thank you today, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you. Father, we just want to thank you. We just want to glorify you. We just want to praise you, just for who you are. Not so much for what you do, but just because of who you are. Oh, God, we worship you. We bow down and worship you today. Oh, God, you've been so good. Thank you for your mighty acts. Thank you for your greatness. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for your love, and your tender mercy, that you ever showed unto us. Oh, God, we thank you. You didn't have to do it, but we did what you did. Realizing, Lord, we could have been dead and gone. Oh, God, but you spared our life. You gave us one more chance. You gave us another opportunity. Oh, God, let's set our house in order. Oh, Jesus, we thank you for prolonging our days. Oh, God, we thank you, how you bring on us, just one more time, Oh, God, when we fell short, when we come short of your word, when we did not do everything that we should, Oh, God, you looked beyond our faults, you saw our need tonight, you saw that we needed deliverance, you saw that we needed saving, Oh, Jesus, and you did something about it, you stopped by, just to see about us, and we're for that tonight, we're so ever grateful, for that tonight, we lift our hands in the sanctuary, we lift our hands in our homes, we lift our hands in our cars, we lift our hands on our job, wherever we may be right now, we lift our hands towards heaven, and we say thank you, Lord, we say thank you, we say thank you, you've been that good, you've been so good, you've been better to us, than we've been to our own self, you loved us, when we didn't even love ourselves, you cared all about us, when we began to get careless, and unconcerned, Lord Jesus, you keep right on, making the way, you keep right on, opening doors, you keep right on, providing for us, we thank you tonight, we appreciate you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, no goodness of ours, nothing that we got. But by grace are we saved through faith, that not of ourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. We know tonight, God, we haven't done anything to deserve your mercy. We haven't obeyed you like we should. We haven't done everything you told us to do. But Lord, your grace and mercy, your grace and your mercy endure forever. Oh, Jesus, we thank you tonight. Oh, God, we praise you, Oh, God, you've been so wonderful, Oh, God, you kept us, You kept us from sickness, You didn't allow it to overtake us, You didn't let diseases, overtake us, You rebuked it, You made it get back, In the name of Jesus, Your grace and mercy, It brought us through, We're living this moment, Because of you, Oh, Jesus, Father God, in the name in the name of your son Jesus, oh God, we come to you tonight, as humble as we know how, we come with gratitude, we come with thanksgiving, we come realizing you've been that good to us, oh God, we need you tonight, oh God, we come to the one that can help us, we come to the one that can forgive us, and heal all our diseases, in the mighty name of Jesus, you can make Satan behave, you can make them get back, in the mighty name of Jesus, you got all power in your hand, nothing is too hard for you, you can speak the word, and it
it shall be done. In the mighty name of Jesus, huh? You heal up all of our seeds, huh? You heal up all of our diseases, huh? You satisfy our mouth, huh? With good things, huh? In the name of Jesus, huh? You're that kind of God, huh? You're a great God, huh? You deserve a great praise, huh? You're an incredible God, huh? You deserve incredible praise tonight, huh? In the name of Jesus, huh? We lift our voice tonight, huh? We say thank you, huh? All over the land tonight, huh? We say thank you, huh? All over the nation, huh? We say thank you, huh? Thanks be to God, huh? Which gives us the victory, huh? Through Jesus Christ our Lord, huh? In the mighty name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Oh, glory to your name, Father. Oh, God, we can't thank you enough. Father God, we love you. We appreciate you. Oh, God, more love to thee. Teach us to love you more. Teach us to love you with all of our heart. You told us in your word, if we love you, we will keep your commandments. And you said they are not grievous. Help us to keep your commandments. Help us to hide your word in our hearts. In the mighty name of Jesus, that we may not sin against you. That word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Oh, God, hide your word down in our hearts. In the name of Jesus, remind us of your word. Remind us what you said in your word. In the name of Jesus, help us not to be a hearer of the word only, but help us to be a doer of the word. Help us to keep the whole law of God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we want to be saved. We want to go to heaven. We want to go back with you when you come. You're coming like a thief in the night. You told us to be ready. In the name of Jesus, no man knows the day nor the hour. Oh, God, nobody knows when you're coming. But all we got to do is be ready, That's all you told us to do, to be ready, for the return of the Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, Oh, God, help us to set our house in order. Oh, God, you find anything that you're not pleased with, anything that should not be tonight, God, we want you to pour, God, and remove it. We pray right now that you will cleanse us through and through, Oh, God, we pray that you will sanctify us wholly, Oh, God, where we have failed you this week, God, we pray that you will look upon our shortcomings, Oh, God, strengthen us where we tonight. Lord, build us up when we torn down. Anchor our souls on every leaning side. Oh, God, though the storms of life are raging. Oh, God, anchor our souls tonight. Don't let us be uprooted. Don't let our faith be uprooted tonight. Oh, God, but help us to be like that tree. Planted by the rivers of the water. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, strengthen us day by day. Though the outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed, God. Renew us day by day. In the spirit of our minds, Oh God, renew our soul tonight, Oh God, renew our joy tonight, Lord, renew our strength tonight, make us all over again, Oh God, that the Holy Ghost, give us a double portion of our spirit, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we need a refilling tonight, Lord, refill us, God, oh, God, do it again tonight, oh, God, refill on this prayer line tonight, oh, God, wherever we may be tonight, rushing up a mighty wind, Oh, God, send the Holy Ghost, Oh, God, send a Pentecost tonight, in the name of Jesus, move across the land, God, move across the nation, in the mighty name of Jesus, in all four corners of the earth, Oh, God, send a stirring tonight, throw our souls back up, God, where we have grown weak tonight, where we have grown weary tonight, Oh, God, put a fresh stirring in us, God, put a freshness down in our spirit, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Oh, glory to your name, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, help us to stand, Lord. Help us to go through, Lord. Oh, God, save us in the end. Oh, God, don't let our running be in vain. Oh, God, all that we do is say, God, we want you to be glorified. We want you to be pleased with us, God. Lord, be pleased with our lives. Be pleased with the way we talk, even the way we walk, the way we live our life each and every day. Oh, God, be pleased with us. Smile down upon us tonight. Oh, God, smile on us tonight. We don't want you to frown on us because of the way we're living, because you're not pleased with us, because you're displeased with our lives. But, Lord, we ask you to smile down on us, God. Help us to do what it takes to please you, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, whatever it takes, save us, Lord. Oh, God, save tonight, God. Get somebody's attention tonight. Oh, God, get somebody's attention through the word of God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we know you do all things well. Oh, God, you know what to do. You know how to do it, and you know when to do it. You know when to move in our favor. You know to move when to move in our behalf. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, you got the right timing. Oh, God, you know what's best tonight. We don't know what's best, but, Lord, you know what's best for us. We don't even know what we need, but, Lord, you know what we have need of. Even when we pray, God, we know the Spirit making intercession for us. We're groanings that cannot be uttered. Oh, God, make intercession for us tonight. In the name of Jesus, we know that you're able, Lord. Oh, God, you can do it tonight. You have all power in your hand. You have never lost no power. Oh, God, you got all power in your hand. You said you rose on that third day with all power in your hand. Oh, God, you can do anything but fail. We know you will not fail us. We know you will not let us down. Your hand is not short that it cannot save. Your ear is not heavy that it cannot hear. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, remove every hindrance tonight. Oh, God, every hindrance calls. Hindrance that are blocking your people. Hindrance, oh, God, that, oh, God, holding your people down and holding your people back. We pray right now that you remove it, God. Whoever it may be and whatever it may be, God. In the name of Jesus, move the stumbling blocks out the way. Oh, God, move the stumbling blocks out the way tonight. Give your people the victory, huh? Victory to triumph, victory to overcome, huh? In Jesus' name, we know that you're able, God. Oh, God, we pray your will be done in our lives, in earth as it is in heaven, huh? In the mighty name of Jesus, give us this day our daily bread. Lord, give us what we need tonight. Bless every listener on the line, every state, God, from state to state, from nation to nation, from country to country. Oh, God, bless every listener, God. Those that have tuned in by Facebook, those that have called in by telephone, those, oh, God, that are listening through the radio tonight. Bless all of our listeners tonight. Every household that's represented, God, we pray that you, oh, God, endow them with power tonight. We pray, oh, God, that you will saturate them in the Holy Ghost. Oh, God, we pray that you will convict every household tonight. Oh, God, save the unsaved, God. Save the unsaved family members, God. Oh, God, our unsaved loved ones tonight, God. Fill them with the Holy Ghost, God. Oh, God, it's in your hands. Only you can do it tonight. Oh, God, we can pray for them. We can desire to see them saved. But, Lord, only you can save them. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, don't let it be said too late. Don't let them be lost tonight in the world of a sin. Oh, God, keep them from that burning fire. Don't let none of them be lost tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, what you did for one, you'll do for the other. Oh, God, we know that you are. We know you can. We know you will. Father God, we love you. We praise you. We thank you for this prayer. Thank you for the Prayer News Network. Thank you for the visionary founder of this prayer line. Thank you for her obedience, God. Because of her obedience, we're here today. We're gathered in your name because somebody obeys you. We thank you for this outreach ministry. Oh, God, we thank you for working through the phone lines. We thank you for working through the airwaves, God. We thank you for working through Facebook, God. Oh, God, that your love may be shared abroad across the land. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for your delivering power. We thank you for your saving grace. Oh, God, we thank you for your wondrous works that you have done. Oh, God, thank you for your healing power. Oh, God, remember those that are sick tonight. Remember those that are afflicted tonight. Those, oh, God, that are battling with COVID-19. Oh, God, we pray for healing tonight. We claim healing by faith, God. We count it done. Oh, God, bring them through with a testimony. Oh, God, we know that you're able, God. Oh, God, of your healing power. Give them a testimony of your healing power. How you resurrected them. How you raised them up off that sick bed. How you breathed into their nostrils. Even into their lungs, can you clear their lungs out in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, do it for your namesake tonight. Oh, God, those that are sick with cancer tonight. Oh, God, we pray that cancer be dried up in the name of Jesus. We pray that they be healed, God. Regardless of what type of cancer it may be, healed, God. Oh, God, you have no respect of person. Oh, God, we ask you to heal tonight. Those that are suffering with high blood pressure, those that are suffering rheumatism, arthritis, and any other sickness, sugar, diabetes. Oh, God, we pray that you will heal them right now. Oh, God, regulate the body tonight. Let the body line up to the word of God. We speak life over ourselves. We speak healing over ourselves. We declare in Jesus' name that we are healed by the power of God in the mighty name of Jesus. You said according to the power that worketh in us, we speak life tonight over ourselves in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, that Gina have your way. Bless every advisor tonight. Oh, God, that you are assigned to this work in this ministry. Strengthen them, God. Help them to be continue to be arm bearers to the woman of God in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, send forth your word tonight. Let your word have free course. Oh, God, remember those that are incarcerated, those that are in bonds and imprisonment. How, God, set them free tonight. Oh, God, according to your will. Oh, God, and even if they have committed the crime, we pray that you will forgive their sins. Oh, God, forgive them. You can save them behind the prison walls. You can fill them with the Holy Ghost, say, oh, God, in the prison walls. In the mighty name of Jesus, let them know that there is hope in Jesus. There is hope in you tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are that kind of God. You are a forgiving God, and we love you. We praise you. We appreciate you. Father God, let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be accepted in our sight. Oh, Lord, our strength and our redeemer, when we prayed our last prayer, when we sang our last song, we pray that thou receive our souls into your everlasting kingdom. We shall rest from all of our labor, and the weary shall be at rest. In the mighty name of Jesus, this prayer we pray in Jesus' name, and we count it done. Amen, and thank God. Glory be to God. Back into your hands, woman of God.
Amen. Amen, people of God. Amen, Jesus. Can somebody just say amen on tonight? Glory to God. Amen to that prayer. Amen. Amen on tonight. Glory to God. That means it is so. Glory be to God. And we believe God. Amen. Glory to God. We pray that even as the prayer was going forth, glory to God, that you were able to touch and agree, amen, that you were able to touch, reach out and touch by spirit and agree, glory to God, with the word that has gone forth already on tonight, amen, glory to God, that prayer, amen, Jesus, glory to God, prayer changes things, amen, prayer changes things, amen, it shakes some things up, amen, as the woman of God even said, amen, on last night, and we just believe by faith on tonight. Glory be to God. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God that heaven, amen, is moving on your behalf right now. Glory be to God. Amen. If you but believe, if you but believe, if you but believe on tonight, glory be to God. We believe that God has already done it. Amen. And we give God thanks on tonight. Again, thank you, Minister Emmanuel. Glory to God. Amen. Of course, you know, people of God, he's also one of our co-hosts. And we just give God thanks and praise for him, for his, amen, stance for holiness. Glory to God, his sincerity in God. Amen. Glory to God about God's business. So we give God praise again. We thank him again on tonight. Glory to God. Amen, Jesus. And tonight, as we stated, glory to God, we will be rebroadcasting on tonight. Glory be to God. I'm telling you, people of God, the Lord makes no mistakes. Amen. 48 days now. Glory to God. But as the Lord would ordain, we went back to day 100. Amen. Jesus 116. Amen. And glory to God. As the Lord allows, as the Lord speaks, glory to God, whom he would have to come to the broadcast. Amen. Glory to God, because he knows the word. Amen. Glory to God. He knows the word that he has for the people in this hour. Amen. So we give God thanks and we give God praise. Amen. Even in our broadcast, when we rebroadcast, people of God, amen, it is divinely orchestrated by God. Amen. So we give him thanks. We give him praise on tonight. And as we stated, people of God, amen, we're going back down to Miami, Florida. Glory to God. We want to ask you if you would go ahead. If you were blessed on last night, amen, we're going back to Miami, Florida. Amen, Jesus. This is a little backwards. Amen, Jesus, but nevertheless, glory to God. But we're going back to Miami, Florida, amen, with the woman of God, amen, that was here with us on last night, did not I'm telling you, were we not blessed? Were we not blessed? Amen. Glory be to God. And people of God, there's a yet another blessing. Amen. Glory to God. You ought to claim that blessing. Amen. You ought to claim it right now. Amen. Glory to God. There is yet another blessing. Yes, he has blessed, but there's yet another blessing. Amen. Glory to God. And I don't know about you, but I tell you what, people of God, I claim it. Amen. Amen. I claim that. Glory to God. I claim that blessing on tonight. Glory be to God. Amen. Set your hearts, people of God. Amen. Again, this is a rebroadcast. Call somebody. Let somebody know about the broadcast. Let them know that we would love for them to come, glory to God, and hear, amen, the word of the Lord. Amen. This liberating word. Glory to God. We love to have them to come and hear what thus saith the Lord on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. And again, people of God, as we stated, glory to God, we're going back down to Florida, going down to Miami, Florida. Amen. There's a woman of God there who really loves the Lord. Amen, Jesus. She is a friend. She is a pastor. Amen. She's a prophetess in her own right. Amen, Jesus. She loves God. She loves the people of God. Amen. And I'm telling you, she has a powerful testimony. Amen, Jesus. Just love her. Love her dearly. Amen. Here on day 549. Amen, Jesus, the day's getting ahead of us, glory to God. But we're rebroadcasting on tonight, amen, glory be to God, by way of Greater First Church of Deliverance, Greater First Church of Deliverance, people of God, and the woman of God on tonight, amen, Pastor Shirley Fennell, glory to God. Go ahead again, get your pen and paper, amen, Jesus, and hear what thus saith the Lord unto you. God bless you, woman of God.
God bless you. God bless you. Can you hear me?
Give us a little more volume if you can.
Amen. Amen. Is that better?
Yes, that's better. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I have it on the speaker, so it's kind of difficult. Amen. Thank you,
okay.
Bradley. Thank you, God, for the prayer tonight. Amen, amen, and amen. Amen. We bless the Lord for just being a part of the Prayer News Network. Amen, amen, in the earth realm that is going out into the earth realm. And so we bless God tonight. Thank you for covering me and also covering the line. What a wonderful opportunity. I humbly thank God to be able to come before his people. I don't take it lightly. I am always honored to that God chose me not for ministering, but to wear his name so well. And I want to bring glory and honor to his name. Amen. And I give God the praise tonight. Amen. Jesus is Lord of my life. And I know that's a word that, you know, people just say, but he truly is the Lord. He is my life. And he is the Lord of my life. Amen. So I bless the Lord and thank you for this opportunity to break bread, amen, with the Prayer News Network. God bless you on tonight. Is it okay if I sing a little song before I go into the word of the Lord?
Now, let the Lord help.
It's so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise, just to know, thus says the Lord, Jesus, Jesus, how we trust you, how we pull you over and over, Jesus. Jesus, precious Jesus, all for grace to trust you more. Jesus, Jesus, how we trust you, pull you over and over. Jesus.
Set for a pillar
shall be God's house. And of all that thou shalt give me, I will say give the tenth unto thee. Amen, amen, amen. Amen. We see Jacob, amen, is in this certain place. Amen. And he lays down to rest. And while he is resting, amen, and I said God allowed him to go into a deep sleep because that's how God was able to deal with him. And Jacob dreamed a dream, and behold, the ladder that he saw. Amen. He was the top of it. The bottom was on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And he saw the angels of God ascending. He saw the actions, the counsels of heaven were being executed. Amen. They were going up, and they were coming down on this ladder. Amen. The affairs and the actions of this. Amen. That's so that all things in the earth. Amen. God knows everything that is going on in the earth. There is an execution of it in the heavens. Amen. The things that are in the earth. Amen. I as I was studying, one commentator said that. Amen. The angels were going up were taking. Amen. The mandate of the prayers or the petition of the believer, and the angels that were descending coming down. Amen. They were bringing down the answer. So tonight, I ministered this to my people. Amen. And I wanted to share this with you that there is. Amen. An unseen work of heaven. The unseen work of heaven. If God was to open our spiritual eyes to the degree that we could see what Jacob saw, many people said they see demons. God didn't show Jacob demons. And I know they're in the earth. But we as believers, God would show us, amen, the angelic, the workings of heaven on behalf of the prayers of the saints. Amen. The things that we are petitioning God, we don't see it. Amen. But there is an unseen work of heaven. The scripture says that the angels are our ministering spirits. We don't pray to them. Amen. But when our request goes up to Jesus, amen, and they go through a purification stage, because many times our prayers are, amen, they have to be cleaned up sometimes. Amen. And they'll get up, but amen, there is a work that will be done on the request of our prayers. The angels are employed by our great God, amen, as our ministering spirit. In Psalms 91, he said, I give my angels charge over you to keep you, amen, in all of your ways. So they have an assignment. Amen. Mankind is their assignment. The believers, amen, are their assignment. And so the angels are employed, amen, as our ministering spirit. They are active, amen. They are continually, amen, going up, ascending, and descending. This is what God showed him. He said the angels were going up. That was a ladder, amen, that the foot of it was on the earth, and, amen, the top of it was set up in the heavens. Jacob is seeing this. And he said, but I saw, amen, the Lord God above it. And God starts talking to him and telling him what he's getting ready to do, because Jacob is running. He's running because he's afraid Esau has vowed to kill him. Amen. So his mother sends him to her brother, his uncle's house. Amen. And on his way, he runs right into this great God, this great mystery of this great God. And so here he sees all of these things. And as we study the word of the Lord, amen, concerning this particular scripture, we see that there is an unseen work to the natural eye. There is an unseen work. There, our prayers must be doing something. Amen. God has commanded us to pray. Jesus said, men ought always pray and not faint. Prayer is our, amen, the instrument that God uses, allows, amen, for us to bring what we need down from the heavens into the earth realm in order for us to know, amen, that our God is on our side. So prayer is not just a long list of I need, I want, I desire. Amen. Prayer is actually communion with God. And I know you all know this. I'm just laying a little foundation to get into the core of the message. Prayer is our, our weapon. We have a mighty weapon of prayer. Amen. Prayer is not just words that we utter. Amen. Because there's so much we want to do and so much we want to say to God. Amen. That's not prayer. Prayer is relationship. Mm-hmm. Prayer is communication. Prayer is the avenue that God created that we could talk to Him. Man was separated from God. Man was so sinful at the fall of a man here, a man there. Amen. But mankind as a whole, not the male figure, but mankind as a whole, the word of God in the beginning said, men's heart was on evil continually. Amen. One scripture say they were evil from their youth. Amen. The meditations and the inventions that men were coming up with, they were evil. Amen. It grieved God, amen, that he had made man. And so man was sinful. So man couldn't get to God because God is holy and man is sinful. And God didn't come down to man because God is holy. And if he stepped over into the affairs of man in all of his glory and all of his power, man would die. And so there's a gap. There's a bridge. Amen. Man want to get to God. Amen. And God really wants to come to man. But there is a gap. But we see Jesus coming up on the scene. And when Jesus shows up, amen, the scriptures say he is the mediator. Mm-hmm. He's the one that, amen, will bring the two together. Mm-hmm. Amen. We now have access to this great God, amen, through Jesus Christ, through the death of him, through the suffering of him, through the blood of Jesus, mm-hmm, and the resurrection of him. We now have access to this great God that we can approach him. We don't have to go through the high priest. We don't have to, amen, have somebody offer up two turtle doves and all of this. We now, through the shedded blood of Jesus our Lord, we now have access to God. And what a great privilege it is that prayer is our greatest asset. Prayer is, amen, our greatest weapon. Paul told us that the weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal, but they are mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds. He's talking about prayer. Mm-hmm. He's talking about, James said that the prayer of faith, it is so powerful that it'll save the sick and God will raise them up. And prayer is so powerful that the word say, if they have committed sin, he said, I'll forgive their sin. This is our weapon of prayer. So we have communion with God. And God is so gracious, as the psalmist said in Psalms 103. He's gracious and he's long-suffering towards us. Amen. He doesn't deal with us. He knows that we were made from the dust, and yet he handles us with such great care. He shows such great love and compassion to us that even when we miss the mark, so many of the believers lately, I've heard so many people say, amen, that they, when they mess up, they feel like God is going to cut them off. But the word says he's gracious, so gracious to us that he does not deal with us, amen, in his anger because he would wipe us all out. But with loving kindness, he handles us. Amen. His face is set against the wicked. But when the righteous cry out to him, that is prayer. Amen. He deals with us in loving kindness. He even chastens us. He chastises us. Amen. With love, with purpose of it. And amen. What a great privilege it is, amen, to serve such a great God that I know that if I repent, if I offer up the sacrifice of humility and brokenness, amen, he restores me. David said, he restores my soul. And I thank God for Jesus today. I thank God because we wouldn't have what we have, be able to commune with the great God had it not been for Jesus our Lord. And so I appreciate God for that. And so this great God is talking to this man. Now, mind you, Jacob is a deceiver. Jacob is a cheated his brother out of his inheritance, and yet God had a purpose for his life. And God is the only one that can take nothing and make something out of it. And we now have this man, is now God is talking to him and telling him, giving him a plan and a purpose that for his life, because it had nothing really to do with Jacob. It had to do with Abraham, because God is a covenant-keeping God. Amen. My brother was listening to something, and it was all about the black Hebrews, and amen, it was really a lot of racism, but on the black side. He was, listen, I went to visit him in Warner Robins, and he had all of this stuff on, and so I'm sitting there looking at him, his wife is looking at me, amen, and he had gotten his children together and his grandchildren, amen, because I was there just for a day, and because he was getting ready to have surgery, and I went to minister unto him, and so he's trying to convince me, amen, of all of this that is going on, and you know we got it twisted, and you know we supposed to be talking some kind of language or whatever. I didn't even sit in there listen. So when I waited till he went through all his rhetoric, and when he yielded up the floor, I said, now let me talk. I said, because I've heard everything that you said. I said, whatever these men are talking about is not the word of God. I said, this doesn't have anything to do, because they were saying, you know, it seems that God is unjust, because when Jesus came, amen, he went to the Jews first. And why was it that he went to the Jews first? Amen. He was all, the Bible said, God so loved, you know, they take the scriptures and they mixed it and twisted it. And I said, let me tell you something, amen, as to why Jesus came and why he went to the Jews first. It had nothing to do with culture. It had nothing to do with your heritage. I said it was all about a promise. It was all about a covenant that God made with a man called Abraham. And because God is a covenant-keeping God, it had nothing to do with whether he was black or white. Amen. Because all men were one. But when God found a man, Abraham, that would yield up his only son, because he knew what he was going to do, amen, 42 generations later. And when God saw that this man would give him everything that he had, that was the beginning of a Hebrew nation. And God told Abraham, in thee shall all nations be blessed. It had nothing to do with hope. It had everything to do with a promise. Because God, Abraham was asking, Abraham 400 years later, and God remembered the covenant that he made with Abraham. And because God is who he is, amen, we don't keep our word, but God is a covenant-keeping God. He fulfilled and is yet fulfilling, amen. He told him that, amen, out of Judah, the scepter would come. All of these things, and because God keeps his covenant, had nothing to do with culture. He told it was because of a covenant. My brother humbled himself. I said, you can't call God unjust. He's righteous in all of his dealings. He's just in all of his ways. That now, in the sight of God, amen, it's no more male nor female, no more bond nor free, no more Jew nor Gentile, but Christ is all and in all. That when Jesus, when God looked down upon us, all he wants to see is the image of his, see the image of his son. And if his son is dwelling on the inside of us, amen, we are now the sons of God. John said, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of God. Amen. Didn't matter where we came from, out of the gutter, amen. No matter, amen, where we from, the dope hole, amen, the crack house, amen, from the prostitute corner, amen, wherever we came from, amen, if we accept this, the plan of salvation that God has given unto man, amen, we are now the sons of God. He said, old things are passed away, mm-hmm. and behold, all things are become new, amen. This is the work of heaven, that God changes the heart and the ways of man. When Jacob meets this great God on the way to his uncle's house, this is a life-changing moment. It doesn't show right away, amen, but Jacob realizes it a little down the road, because then God is going to call him back, amen, to the same place, amen, where he's meeting him now. There is an execution in the heavenly order, amen, that God wants to do, that there is a change that God wants to take. There is an unseen work of heaven, amen. Jesus, amen, was unseen work of heaven, amen. They came, he came, and they talked about him, the Messiah coming. Here he comes, amen, he's going to come. And when he came, nobody recognized him, amen. Jesus is the Christ. Jesus is the way. Amen. I must make mention of Jesus. Amen. That he is our Lord. He is our Savior. This experience that Jacob had, it makes us aware of the unseen presence of God. And because this is so important, to me a message because of this is a prayer network. It is important to know that when we pray, something happens. Amen. When we pray, there is something that happens. This experience shows Jacob that there is something going on in the heavenly realm. I won't say in the spiritual realm because then people have twisted that up. I'll say in the heavenly realm. There's an army in the heavenly realm. We're not alone. This teaches us in our struggles here on the earth. There are spiritual forces fighting on our behalf. And when we cry out to him, amen, there's an army that's standing ready. I ministered on Sunday, and the word of the Lord, because so many are losing hope. They're afraid, amen, during this season. And amen, amen. Everybody talking about the devil. Everybody talking about what the devil is doing and all this. And nobody see what God is doing. Nobody's looking beyond the trouble and seeing this great God that in the midst of all of this chaos, we are yet blessed. At least the last time I ministered, I was telling about staying in Goshen. We can't realize that we're in Goshen. We can't see the hand of God. We can't see the blessings of God. That even in the midst of trouble, people, hours are being cut. Don't you know God is yet, amen, in control? The church is still here. It's not the end of the end. Because as long as the church is here, sin can't take complete control. And so we are valuable in the earth because we, amen, name the name of Christ. We are the living epistles now. We are the sons of God. Amen. And so this is our heritage now. Amen. I have spiritual forces fighting on my behalf. I have it on good authority, which is the word of God, that when Elisha, amen, and his servant, amen, every time, amen, the king of Assyria would say something, amen, because there was a prophet in Israel, and when Elisha would tell the king of Israel what was going on, amen, the king of Assyria. And the king of Assyria called all of his leaders together and said, I got a spy in here because everything that I say in my land, the king of Israel gets it. And then one of them said, King, there's no spy. So there's a prophet over there that what you say in your bedchamber, his God talks to him. And the king said, I got to go get him. Said, send his army over there and bring him back so I can talk to him. Amen. And when the army comes, they surround, amen, where Elisha and the children of Israel are. And Elijah's servant is afraid and terrified. And he says, Master, look at the army. Look at our enemy that has surrounded us. Amen. And he was afraid. And Elisha, amen, didn't even focus on the enemy. He just prayed a prayer, amen, and said, Lord, open his eyes that he can say, glory. God, I thank you. Open his eyes that he can see. Amen. And when the Bible said God opened his eyes, oh, God, behind, amen, the army of the enemy, oh, God, now there was an army that was focused, God, oh, God, and they had surrounded the Syrian army, and there were chariots of fire, oh, God, that was waiting to find on Elisha's behalf. Oh, God, there is an unseen work of heaven that when I cry out to him, I might not see it, but I'm going to see his handwork. That somewhere, if he does not tell him, when the Hebrew boys, amen, when Daniel, and I have this on my made a notation, amen, that Daniel prayed to his God, amen, morning, noon, and night. He knew they were against him because the favor of God was upon him. But that didn't stop Daniel. The king's decree did not stop Daniel from praying. But when Daniel prayed, amen, they got together. And because the king had sent out a decree, he had to honor his word. And Daniel, the Bible says, was cast into the lion's den. Oh, but because the prayer of God, because the prayer of the man of God had gone up, let me tell you, it's time to pray. Our prayers are being taken up. Not one of our prayers will go unanswered. They might be on hold right now, but they're going to be answered. And when Daniel got in trouble and was of Daniel. Amen. The king came to the mouth of the pit where the lion's den. Amen. And I said, oh, Daniel, oh, God, and third, is he able to deliver you? And Daniel, amen, spoke up out of the den of the lion. He said, my God has sent his angel and has shut the lion's mouth. There is an unseen work of heaven that God is working on our behalf. Amen. And sometimes when it get real bad, when it get real bad, like it did for the Hebrew, amen, men. I call them men because they were young men. When it got bad for them, and the king said, amen, let's heat it seven times harder. Amen. God said, this isn't a work for Michael. This isn't a work for Gabriel. Amen. When that king looked down and said, I put in three, but I see four. When the fire gets too hot, God's not going to send an angel. Amen. He'll come see about it himself. Because the king said, the fourth one looks like the Son of God. Amen. There is an unseen work of heaven. When Peter was cast in the prison, James, amen, the apostle James was killed, amen, by the sword. Herod with his fanatical self, amen, put Peter in prison because it pleased the Jews. But the Bible says, and the church was praying, amen, without ceasing. They didn't let up prayer, amen. When somebody else stopped praying, somebody else picked up the prayer mantle, and they prayed without ceasing. They didn't go to the legislator. I told them, I will not pick up a protest sign. I won't be out there holding up a sign. I said, but I know how to protest in the spirit. I know how to cry out to my God in the spirit. Amen. I pick up my banner of prayer, and I hang it up and said, oh, God, hallelujah, I know you have not forgotten about your creation. We are still down here, and you promised that you would never leave us or you would never forsake us. Amen. There is an unseen work of heaven, and while the church was praying without ceasing, the Bible said the angel of the Lord came unto Peter and shined the light and said, put your clothes on, man. We're getting up out of here. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. There is an unseen work of heaven. God is working on our behalf. I was in prayer last week, Tuesday. Amen. And I was, the word was stirring my heart. I was sitting at my desk, and the word was stirring my heart, and tears began to flow. And I could feel that prayer turning. And when I felt that prayer turning, I got down on my knees, and I began to pray. Amen. I started off kind of soft first, just telling the Lord how much I love him. I appreciate him. Thank you for still dealing with my heart. Lead me, God, that I might lead your people. And I was just talking to him. Amen. And the prayer started getting, you know, deeper and deeper. And in an instant, I was out in the spirit. And in the midst of that, I was in the spirit, it scared me. I have to say, it startled me. Because in a moment of time, I was in a war zone. And it was so real that I felt the enemy around me. I could feel him, and it startled me. And the force of the enemy was so great until I started backing up, because they were advancing on me, and I was backing up. I was moving back. But I heard the Spirit of God come up out of my belly. He said, push back, and waves held on the inside come up out of me. And I said, you won't push me out of my region. I push you out of my territory. I started, the word of God started flowing. I said, I bind you in Jesus' name. And I began to move forward. And that force that had been so strong, that force that had been so powerful, it started backing up. I started backing up. I prayed so until I pushed it out of wherever I was. And when I come up out of prayer, I got up off my knees and I sat in the chair, and I said, what was that? It was so real. I went from my office in my house to a war zone, back to on my knees, and the Lord let me know, you're more than a conqueror, and I'm making you a warrior in prayer. And we got to talk. He said, in prayer, can use our prayer weapon. That all of this stuff that has been pushing us and binding us and trying to confuse us and trying to distract us, we have authority. There is an unseen work of heaven. And heaven is just waiting on somebody. And so yesterday, Monday, I was in prayer. I wouldn't eat because my husband was in a very dangerous situation and he was out of town. I said, God, I said, bring my man of God back. How many know you can hold on? You can hold God to it. What he gave you, you can hold on to him. Say, God, I said, God, bring my man. I said, keep him out of danger. I said, person, now that was a threat against him. And I said, God, I said, bring him back. I said, and bring him back sound and bring him back safe. And I was pondering that. So I was fasting. I said, God, I won't fast until, I won't eat until you bring him into a place of safety. And I got on my knees and I began to pray. It was about 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm praying. This is Monday past. And I'm praying. And I'm out in the spirit again. And I go out in the spirit. And in my hand, there is something black, and I'm untangling. It's just all twisted, and just, it looked like it was a living thing, and I don't want to say it was, but whatever it was all twisted and all unraveled, and I was pulling it and unraveling it and untying it. I was telling myself untying it and unbinding it. And the word of the Lord, the Spirit of God began to pray, and I said, I loose everything. I untie. The devil has tied up that belongs to me. I take authority. I took Jesus to it. I said, Jesus, you said when you walked upon the face of the earth, whatever I loose on earth, you would loose it in the heavens. I said, I use my spiritual authority that I loose every blessing. I've loosed it over my church. I loose healing. I began to call names. I loose every blessing that's been held up and tied up. I loose it in Jesus' name. And the same authority was coming up in my voice. And I pressed and I just broke. I stayed down there so long. I prayed and prayed and cried and cried and got up off my knees. My husband called shortly. And around 4 o'clock, he said, I'm on my way home. And I said, God, I thank you. I was able to break bread and eat. Yeah. And I was giving God praise. And I had Anta. Just give me 5 more minutes. And so I said, I today morning I had something that had been tied up. Shall I say? Amen. A nice chunk of change. I'll put it like that. And yesterday morning I got a call, and it had been untied. And the money was being transferred to my bank. The money was being transferred to my bank account. Do you hear me today? I got another phone call today because I have a lot of land in Texas. About a year ago, I didn't think it was worth nothing. And every time I try to sell it, it doesn't sell. And my sister-in-law is my realtor. She's a national realtor, one of the best, get all kind of awards and everything. And she says, sister-in-law, we got an offer. And what she said, but I said, what? How much did you say? I mean, it was so big. I said, she said, we're not taking it. I said, we're not going to take it. We're not. Wait a minute. He just said, it's $1,000. She said, no. He said, we're not taking it. I said, okay. I trust you. She said, it's going to be greater later. She said, if they're offering you this now, she said, something is coming now. She said, I'm going to research it. She said, if you can hold out to the year, this thing is going to be double what they're asking you for. I tell y'all something. I untied it. This has been going on for years, but I untied it. And God put something in us that we got to learn how to use our weapons. Wow. We can call out to the heavens like the church did, like Daniel did, like Elisha did, like so many in the Word did, and heaven. I said the same. To say something, I'm on my way to heaven. Do you not know heaven trying to get to earth? We trying to get to heaven, and that's a good thing. But heaven really trying to get to earth. So God want to show the earth, I'm still God. I got some folk in there that ain't going to bow. They're going to hold on to their integrity. Heaven looking to come down here to manifest the glory of God. Heaven wants the great God, the Jehovah God, the holy God, to be revealed in the earth. And we're overlooking that because I'm just trying to get to heaven. I want a move of God. Mm-hmm. We're praying, the prayer news network is praying that we have a mighty move of God, that the sick will be healed, demons to be cast out, Jesus said, I'm coming back for a glorious church. We're not going like we are now, because we're not glorious. Huh? We're not glorious yet. He's coming back for a glorious church. Tell you, he's getting us ready. He's raising up an army. This Prayer News Network, it's a warrior he's raising up. These prayers are not just praying. These prayers are not in vain. These are not just words. There's a mandate that God has in the earth that he wants to show his glory. He wants to come in and let them know, I can overthrow Sion, king of the Amorites, Og, the king of Bas, them bad kings, them bad boys. And God said, I know how to fight. Jehoshaphat in the battle, Armin, amen. I don't know how many kings were coming up against them. And Jehoshaphat said, they're too great for us. Mm-hmm. And he said, but our eyes are upon you. And God sent him a word and said, you don't even have to fight, Jehoshaphat. Mm-hmm. The battle, I'm not going to, this is not your battle. He said, it's my battle. Mm-hmm. And God fought the battle. And Jehoshaphat, amen, God allowed Jehoshaphat. He said, I'm a fighter, but I'm going to leave all the goods for you because I don't need it in heaven because we walk on the streets of gold up there. So I'm just going to leave all the stuff for you to get it. Took them 3 days to get the reward from a battle they didn't even have to fight. Now, you can tell I've had a battle like that, but I'm inching closer to it. That I'm going to get the resources from every battle we fight. We ought to come out with something.
Mm-hmm.
And I ain't talking about just more anointing either. I'm talking about some wealth. We coming. I'm so glad to be out of that, and we still broke.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm supposed to have something. How do we know, amen, that, what's that man that just won that, I can't even think of his name. They got all that money. Not McGregor. The black guy that won. Amen. You know, y'all know I'm talking about. Like, ain't nobody paying to see mine. But he came out. We wouldn't have known he was a winner, but he had a trophy. He got $100 million for fighting. He had a trophy. He had something to show that he won. And we talking about, I'm just glad to be out of that, and we still broke. We ought to come out with a trophy. David had a trophy. David had a trophy.
Woo!
David took the enemy's sword and cut his head off and then went and showed him. He had a trophy. Put him in the king's house. Gave him the king's daughter to show that he was victorious. But we just glad to be out to try it. I said, I ain't coming out empty. I'm sorry. After the corona is over, that's going to be a wealth transfer.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody better get ready. Somebody better
get ready. Yes, Lord.
Somebody better pull on it because it's happening. Can I tell you I've been blessed in the midst of the corona? And I didn't get no stimulus check. I end up getting more than those that got the stimulus check because there is an unseen work of heaven. Jacob said, if you do for me what you said you'll do, he said, everything you give me, I'll give you a tenth of it. This is the unseen work of heaven. God said, I will be with you in all places where you go. I'm going to be right there with you. You might not see, you might not feel me. You might not even hear me. But if God was there for Jacob, and that was a, he had an outer experience, I have Christ in me, the hope of glory. I know God is with me. There is an unseen work of heaven. He's working on our behalf. Maybe there's somebody on the line tonight that needs this. You need to know the devil is instituting fear and despair. They said the sword of Jesus is the answer. Salvation is available. That all we have to do is accept him as our Savior. Repent, because people don't like that word. But we have to repent of our sins. We have to ask God to forgive us for the things that we have done against him and against our bodies. We have to ask God to forgive us. And he will forgive us. And he will watch us. This is the word of the Lord. Salvation comes to our house. It doesn't take God long to work. It just takes us long to believe. But in the moment we believe, though our sins be as scarlet, he said, I'll make them white as snow. That when he looks down on me, and I told the Lord, I said, God, all my flaws, all my imperfections, I said, give me grace till you work them out. Don't let them be seen and don't let them be known. I said, give me grace till you work them out. I said, give me grace to stay on the potter's wheel. until you finish what you started. Give me grace. He told, so wherever you are right now, all you have to do is be godly sorry. See for ourselves that we're in need. When people don't realize they have a need, you can't help them. But when we see that I have a need, not only for those that need salvation, those that are weak and need strength, those that the enemy has put fear and need faith, we need a renewal in the word of God. We need a spiritual renewal. We need a washing. We need a jump start of our faith. I told him Sunday, I said, listen, I will have a relentless faith. Those mothers kept us on the altar, and if you wanted deliverance, they stayed out at 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning. They had to get up and go to work, but they would linger. Well, you can hardly find altar workers like that now. Amen, because everybody watching the clock, they watching their phone, they got to go home and watch Golden Girls, Matlock, and Murder, She Wrote, and you can't hardly get them to stay in church. Amen. Those mothers would stay right there. And they tell me, but they didn't have much education. I don't care nothing about a bunch of education. The Bible said that the disciples were ignorant and unlearned men, but we have a gospel today because those brothers weren't afraid to preach Jesus.
Glory.
Amen. That they had more in them than all of those scribes, Sadducees, Essenes, and anything else that was up in there. They had more anointing and more authority. Amen. Everybody said no education when it comes to Christ. I let me tell you, I got a PhD when it comes to Jesus because these old black knees, I wish I could show them to you. Amen. I got some bills paid on these black knees. Amen. I got heels out on these black knees. Amen. I got a car on these black knees. Yes, I did. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We stayed there. I said, God, I will have a relentless faith that I stay there with them all night until they get delivered, if that's what they want. Amen. Linger with them. Stay there. Call them, baby. They said it's not dignified. Amen. Be down there crying and calling on Jesus. Do you not know I still call Jesus today? And I've been saved 46 years. Call him until I love you, Jesus. I call your name. I love you today. There's no other name. Why can't I call him? He redeemed me. He saved me. He's keeping me. Thank you, Lord. So right where you are, anyone. Amen. You can press star 6 if you want to come on in. Amen. As unified, we can do this together. Amen. To Jesus, those that want salvation can come on. Come off of mute. We can go through it together. And listen, it's not just words. And sometimes you just hate to take people through the simple prayer because they repeat what you say. Amen. But there's got to be a heart change. There's got to be a life change. Amen. The word of God says, if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, thou shalt be saved. It's just as simple as that. But you don't stop there. You got to press on into him. You got to read the Bible. You got to pray. You got to ask God to sanctify and teach you how to fast. Teach how to let you go of your food. You got to sacrifice. Man, we can't walk the same walk that we were doing. You got to lay your cigarettes down. You got to get rid of your beer. Amen. Hey, turn off your worldly music. Amen. Loose, all of this. People don't want to talk about it no more. Yeah, you should not. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. What was clean then is called dirty clean today. It don't work. It's still gone. And so if there is one, if there's, amen, anyone that want to need a spiritual renewal, you can get that. Should have got that. I teach my people for a while before the corona hit. I said, listen, I preach to my weave napkin, and you still got a long list of mine. I was at the door for people to pray for them. I said, I'm going to teach y'all how to get your deliverance while the word. Because Peter preached and those people received the Holy Ghost and he never called the prayer line. They received the Holy Ghost while Peter was still preaching. If we get our mind and our heart in the right condition while the word, the anointing of the word goes out, everything, every need can be met. Everything can be resolved. Evangelist Annette, I turn it back over to you. I do apologize. You told me 45 minutes. I think I went 50, but I bless God for it. So God bless you.
God bless you, woman of God. God bless you. God bless you.
God bless the woman of God. God bless you. God bless the woman of God on tonight. Amen for such a profound word on tonight. Glory be to God. There is an unseen work of heaven. Glory be to God. Were you blessed tonight? Were you blessed tonight, people of God? Were you really blessed on tonight? Glory to God. So much has been said on tonight. Glory to God. To find us wherever we are. Amen. So many intricate pieces. Amen. Of the work of the unseen work of heaven. Glory be to God. And I don't know about you tonight. Amen. But I bless God. Amen. Jesus. I bless God on tonight for this word. Amen. Glory be to God. Lord Jesus, somebody should have told me that my phone was off mute. Amen. Glory be to God. But I tell you, I just enjoy the word of God. Amen. As the word is going forth. Glory be to God. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. Glory to God. I'm touching off in it. I'm touching off in the word. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. But we thank God on tonight. Amen, Jesus. And we do want to say, even as a woman of God, is that anybody on tonight, glory be to God. If you found yourself, glory be to God. If you want to be saved, glory be to God. If you really want to be saved, amen, glory be to God. The woman of God says, amen, Jesus. It don't take God long, amen, Jesus. It don't take God long to do the work, glory to God, but it takes us long to believe. But we thank God on tonight that the word of God has come, amen, to wash us and purge us, amen, found us right where we are. And the word has come tonight to redeem us, people of God, amen, because God loves us, amen, with a great love. And he wants us saved, amen. He wants us saved. Amen, Jesus. I don't know about you. Glory to God. But I was even the more provoked, amen, by the woman of God. Amen. By her prayer life. Glory be to God. And that's the way it should be. We should have experiences in prayer. Hey, glory to God. We should have experiences in prayer. Glory be to God. Because there are higher heights and deeper depth in prayer. Glory be to God. And I'm telling you, people of God, the more we go in, glory be to God, the more sincere, the more we give ourselves unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You step into our situation. Glory to God. And as the woman of God said, amen, Jesus, she was in prayer, and all of a sudden, it's like she was on a battlefield. People of God, listen, listen, listen. There are experiences unto you, amen, because why? Because the Lord is with you. Glory to God. He's with you, and he wants, amen, glory to God, amen, to bring us to that place, amen. We're in heavenly places. Glory to God. Ha-la-la-ba-she. Glory to God. In heavenly places, people of God, and as the woman of God said, if the Lord were to really open our eyes, for us to see what is around us. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We wouldn't believe. We wouldn't believe. But here, amen, to know that wherever we find ourselves, that the Lord is with us, he's right there. He's right there. So we don't have to let the enemy evoke fear upon us. Glory to God. Hallelujah, because the Lord is with us. Glory to God, always, always, always. And tonight, people of God, and tonight, if there's anyone, amen, that's on the line tonight, if you're not saved, glory be to God, and you desire to be saved on tonight, glory to God, now is your opportunity. Now is your opportunity to come in. Glory to God. Now, glory to God, the door is open unto you. Glory be to God, because there is an unseen work of heaven. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Lord wants to do a work in your life. He wants to do a work in your life. The people of God, first and foremost, he wants you saved. He wants you saved. He wants you saved. He wants you saved, people of God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. What does it do? Amen. Glory to God for us to gain the whole world and to lose our soul. What does it gain for us to be blessed? Amen. Because the word of God says he reigns glory to God, he reigns. Amen. Jesus upon the saved, amen, as well as the unsaved. The just as well as the unjust. Glory to God. That's because he's God. But let us not get it twisted. Amen. Glory be to God. It's not the blessings that are going to get us into heaven. It's not the blessings. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's bringing us nigh unto him. It's not the blessings. Glory be to God. But he wants to bless your soul. He wants you saved. He wants you saved, people of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God, and the night can be your night. Glory to God, if you're not saved on tonight, glory to God, you can come. Amen. Glory to God, you can come. You can press *6 on tonight. Glory be to God, you can press *6 on tonight. Glory be to God. If that's you on tonight, glory to God, you can press *6. If you know that this word has been unto you, amen. If you find yourself, amen, Jesus, that you know that you're not where you should be in God, glory be to God, you can press *6. You can come over. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey, glory to God. Hallelujah. You can come over on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Just press *6. Press *6 on tonight. Amen. Such a profound word on tonight. Glory be to God. I'm telling you, the Lord has given us the keys on tonight. He's given us the keys. Hallelujah. He's given us to know the weapon. Amen. That we have a powerful weapon, and that weapon is prayer. Amen. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. The Lord wants to show his glory. He wants to redeem us. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If there are none on tonight, amen, Jesus, that are in need of salvation, glory to God. Listen, people of God, the door, amen, has been opened unto you. Glory to God. The door has been opened night after night after night unto you. The door is open. Glory be to God. Hallelujah unto you. Glory to God. You don't have to die and go to hell. Amen. But you can be sure. You can be sure, glory to God, where you're going to spend eternity. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You got to be very sure. You got to be very sure. Glory to God. You got to be very sure. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If there are none on tonight, amen, Jesus, if there are any special prayer requests on tonight, glory to God, you can press *6. Glory to God and come over. Amen. You can press *6. Glory to God and come over on the broadcast side. Amen. Glory be to God. Come over, come over, come over. Amen. If the woman of God said God wants to show his glory, God wants to show his glory in you. Glory to God. God wants to show his glory, show forth his glory in his people. Ha, yes, God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If there are none on tonight, amen, we again give God thanks. We give God praise for the woman of God on tonight. Amen, Pastor Shirley Fennell. Amen, Jesus, a powerful preaching woman of God. Amen. We thank God for her, for availing herself to come and be with us. Amen. To break forth such a word, glory to God, unto us, the people of God. Amen. People of God, we encourage you to get a copy of the broadcast on tonight. Glory to God. Do. Get a copy of the broadcast. Listen at it again. Amen. There were so many different areas, glory to God. Amen. That the Lord just brushed off. Amen. He just brushed it off for us. Amen. Some of the things, amen, I know you could identify with it down in your spirit, down in your soul. Glory be to God. But listen, people of God, hallelujah, God wants to give you an experience. experience. He wants to give you experiences in him. He wants to give you experiences in him. Glory be to God. I don't know about you. Glory be to God, but I want to see. Amen. I want to see the unseen work of heaven. Amen. Glory be to God. Let us pray. Father, we give you thanks. We praise you yet again on today. We thank you. Glory to God. Thank you for this word. We thank you for this word which has penetrated our hearts. We thank you on tonight for this word, glory to God, that has gone deep into our spirit. We thank you on tonight. Father, we thank you for giving us ears to hear and a heart to understand. We thank you on tonight for causing us to hear your voice. Glory to God, to hear your clarion call, to come up higher, to come up hither. We thank you on tonight. And Father, we thank you tonight for those, glory be to God, that have heard the word. Those, glory be, glory to God. Those on tonight, glory to God, that will avail themselves, that will find themselves, glory be to God, seeking you and seeking your faith. Seeking you, glory to God, and seeking your hand. Seeking you and seeking your ways. Father, we thank you on tonight. We thank you on tonight for those that shall turn. Glory to God, those that shall make a turn. Glory to God, those that shall make a turn. Glory to God, even as hearing this word, those that shall make a turn and come and draw nigh unto thee. Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you for the experiences tonight. We thank you, glory to God, for touching the hearts of your people. Thank you for touching the minds, glory to God. Thank you on tonight, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you for your light, glory to God, shining in the minds of your people. We thank you on tonight. We thank you on tonight, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you for breathing, oh God. Thank you for breathing upon us, your people. Father, we thank you, glory to God, for the works that await us. We thank you on tonight. We thank you on tonight, glory to God, for what you're about to do, for what you've already declared in the earth. Glory to God, so is it in heaven. And we thank you this night. We bless you this night. We thank you, glory, hallelujah, for your army, for the ingathering of your army. We thank you on tonight, hey God. We thank you, hallelujah. We thank you, glory to God. And Father, we say yes to we say yes to your will. We say yes to your desire. We say yes to your way. Hey, glory to God. We say yes to your divine direction. In the precious name, in thy precious name, Jesus, we thank you. We give you praise. We thank you for your glory. We thank you, oh God, for the work that you've already begun in our lives. We thank you tonight. We thank you. Glory be to God. We thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. Gloria, oh God. We thank you for the work. The work, the work. The work, the work. Father, we thank you. Thank you for opening our eyes. Thank you for opening our ears. Thank you, glory to God, for opening our heart tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, now we say, yet have your way in our lives. And we say yes to your will. We say yes to your very desire. We thank you. We bless you now for what you shall do, Father, as of this night and the days ahead. We give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. We thank you for the souls. We thank you for the souls on tonight. The souls, the souls, the souls. We thank you on tonight. Thank you for the turnaround. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. We bless your name. In thy precious name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. 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 Glory be to God. Amen. We pray a special blessing. Amen, over the woman of God on tonight, wherever she is, glory be to God, wherever she might be. We pray a special blessing upon her now, glory be to God. We pray, glory be to God, a special blessing upon her even now. In the precious name of Jesus, Father, we're asking that you would cover her. We're asking that you would shield her on tonight. Shield her, Father, in the precious name of Jesus. We thank you for the work that you've begun, the work that you're doing in her life. We thank you now. We thank you for the word that you placed in her belly for your people. We give you thanks. We give you praise. Glory to God. Father, now we ask that you bless out her going out and her coming in. Glory to God. Cause your face to shine upon her from this day, oh God, and forevermore. Father, we give you thanks. We do give you praise in thy precious name, Jesus. Thank you. We honor and glorify you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Glory be to God. Amen. We thank God again on tonight. We bless him. People of God, amen. We thank him on tonight. Amen. I don't know about you, but I have thoroughly enjoyed this word on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. I'm telling you, the word of God excites me. People of God, amen. Glory to God. It's like fire. Amen. It's like coals of fire. Amen. When it touch off in your spirit, glory to God. That's an experience. Yes, sir. Glory to God. When it touch you, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I don't know of anybody, amen, that wants you, amen, come in contact with fire, amen, that you can just sit, amen. But I thank God for the fire. I thank God for his word. Glory to God. I thank God again for his messenger on tonight. We want to let you know, people of God, that you can get a copy of the broadcast. It is absolutely free. It doesn't cost you anything. Amen. Oh, get a copy of this broadcast. Amen. Get a copy of last night's broadcast, people of God. Get a copy and be blessed. Get a copy and sit down. Listen, get a copy and sit down and study with it. Amen. Glory to God. Sit down, glory to God, and let it minister to you, glory to God, as you go with your Bible. Amen. And let the Lord speak to you. Glory be, hey, glory to God. Let it minister, hallelujah, to your soul. Amen. Glory to God. You can get a copy absolutely free, and that number is 912-257-3918. And again, that's 912-257-3918. Amen. Just text us. Text us and let us know that you would like to get a copy. Amen. And for our international listeners, you can, glory be to God, you can certainly, amen, get a copy as well. You can text us via WhatsApp. Amen. Glory to God. WhatsApp. Amen. You can text us and we'll get a copy to you. And that number is 678-608-7234. And again, that's 678-608-7234. Amen. Text us and get a copy. Amen. Or, amen, if you don't need the WhatsApp, amen, just text us. Just text us and let us know, and we'll certainly get a copy to you. Amen. But God bless you on tonight, people of God. God bless you on tonight. Know that the Lord is working on your behalf. Amen. Know that heaven is working on your behalf. Know that you're not alone. Glory to God. Know it. Know it. Know it. Know it, people of God. Know it, people of God, because there's an unseen work. Amen. Glory to God that's taking place even now. So we give God thanks. We give God praise. Amen. We thank you, people of God. Thank you for your patience again. Thank you for your diligence. Thank you for your commitment to come and be with us right here on the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. Glory to God, for the Lord is expanding our borders. And we're thanking him for expanding our borders, amen, via Facebook, via radio, glory to God, via you calling in. We thank God for you, amen. We're getting the numbers. We're getting the reports, amen, glory to God. And I'm telling you, God is truly doing a work. And so for this, we thank him. For this, we praise him. Glory be to God and give him all the glory for the unseen work, amen, that's taking place right now. Amen. Glory be to God. So, Father, we give you thanks. We yet again praise you. Father, we thank you. We bless you on tonight. Thank you for your word. We thank you for all that you've said, all that you've done. We're thanking you. Glory be to God. And we're asking you on this night, Father, that you will cover and shield us, your people, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, cover us. Hallelujah. Let this anointing cover us. Let it shield us. Glory to God, right where we are. Glory to God, in our homes, in our bedrooms, in our, glory to God, wherever we are. Glory to God, cause this glory to rest upon us now in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we apply the bloodline. We apply the fire. glory be to God, the fire of your anointing, glory to God, that keeps us safe, glory, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, from the wiles of the enemy. We thank you now, Father, we bless you, we honor you for your word. We thank you tonight, glory be to God, and we're asking, oh God, that you will cover us, glory to God, as we leave this line, but not your presence. Cover us and shield us. Bring us back at the appointed time. Father, for this we do give you thanks. We do give you praise. Now, Lord, you promise your beloved sweet sleep. Cause our sleep to be sweet on tonight. We do bind the enemy now. We bring all of his works to naught. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. In thy precious name, Jesus, amen, amen, amen. God bless you tonight, people of God. God bless you yet again. We look to see you on tomorrow night. Amen. Please do tell somebody about the broadcast. Invite someone to come to the broadcast. Amen. Jesus, glory to God. And let us hear what the Lord has to say unto us. Amen. God bless you. Rest in peace. Glory be to God. And we will see you on tomorrow night. God bless you in Jesus' name.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.